with Cowan University has found that the use of social robots in a commercial setting would likely be met with little resistance. Professor Sanjit Roy joins us now to talk more about it. Good morning, Sanjit.
Hey, good morning, Madeline. How are you?
Well, thank you. So, firstly, what is a social robot?
Yeah, it's social robot is like your companion, you know. It's a system-based autonomous actor, which is driven by an AI module inside it, you know, and which you use in various sectors to deliver some sort of a service. If it is in retailing, hospitality, tourism, you name it, and, you know, you use this technological interface to deliver service.
Yes. And so we're talking about social robots in commercial settings. What roles are restricted for social robots?
Yeah, I would rather take more of an optimistic view. So there are no roles which are restricted, but probably the roles which they take at the moment should be in a phased manner. So at the moment, most of the jobs that the social robots are doing are functional in nature. So, for example, welcoming, informing the customers, assisting the customers in locating a product in a retail store, for example. So if I take an example of Lowy's Retail, they came up with a social robot called Lowy Bot, whose job is to inform and help the customers to locate a product in the retail store. So in that way, it's a functional role. However, with time and with advancements in AI technology, they can move on to become more of a feeling actor, which can show empathy and, you know, some sort of an emotion towards customer based on facial recognition technology, speech recognition technology, and others.
We've mentioned briefly, you know, a few of the industries that social robots are involved in, hospitality, retail. Are there any industries that cannot be replaced by robots?
Yeah, I think this has been a long-term debate about replacement versus augmentation. So again, we take a very optimistic, futuristic perspective where we say that it's not about being replacement. Can we think of a future scenario where, you know, we think of how we can use social actors / AI-enabled robots to work with humans and work with human employees to create value for the end users, right? So it's not about replacements, it's about how can we figure out ways as healthcare is figuring it out, hospitality, aged care, we are learning to work with robots to create value for the end users, you know. So it's not about replacements, it's about how to co-create value along with the social robots.
And are there any challenges with integrating social robots into these spaces?
Oh yes, there are, you know. Like with any technology, this is another form of technology. One of the fundamental challenges that we identify in our recently published couple of papers in this space is the privacy and security. These are the prime challenges when you want to integrate an advanced form of technology in your retail store or in your healthcare setting. And the other thing that we also identify is whether your customers are ready to interact with such an advanced form of technology, what kind of an effort customers need to invest, to learn to work with or being served by social robots. So along with privacy and security, it's the customer's effort that is a primary challenge for any type of service provided to surmount.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so much research going on around this, especially, I mean, we've come here today to talk about, you know, your research and your findings here. What kind of further improvements can we expect in the future for social robots?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest moves is to kind of build a trust in social robots. So I think there's a lot of research coming, but we also need to further our research efforts in the space of how do we build trust in these social robots. And one of the things that we find is, you know, building trust in social robots germinates from building trust into the service provider. So building trust and trustworthiness in these advanced technological interfaces is going to be the ingredient for future research, I believe.
Yeah, definitely an interesting kind of area to keep an eye on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
That was Professor Sanjit Roy, Vice Chancellor's Professorial Research Fellow and Professor of Marketing and Service Science in the School of Business and Law at Edith Cowan University. 9:18.